Hey, I'm Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And we're in the midst of the largest IT outage in history. I am in Las Vegas, Nevada right now, outside of McCarran Airport, Harry Reid Field, whatever you want to call it. I'm on the executive side. But we have had a cyber attack because of a update to a Microsoft product. So, airport's finally starting to have flights. Please share this video. Today we have a sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, which is perfect timing. And let's get right into it. Today we were the victims, globally, of the world's largest IT breakdown in history. Now, think about this, guys. You have still offline hundreds of hospitals in the United States that are offline. This has been felt as far as the Philippines right now. You have 18,000 flights across the United States that have been canceled. You have another 1,500 flights delayed right now. This is absolutely unbelievable, the damage that this has done. But what this is a warning for all of us. Once and for all, this is it, guys. Think about this. Good old Microsoft does a patch, does an update to their software, and we're supposed to believe that this is the thing that shuts everything down. Oh, it's not a hacking. Don't sit there and get your panties in a bunch, and don't get upset and talk about how it's a hacking or a cyber attack. No. This is our mistake, and George Kurtz, the CEO of CrowdStrike, just wants to let everybody know that this is what, you know, happened with this. No, guys, no. You have to look at it this way and take this very seriously. Let's say that that's the truth, okay? I don't believe anything lately. I believe nothing that's going on right now. You have to prepare yourself right now. There are banks right now, and there are close to 1,000 banks that are down right now. If you can tell, if your bank is working or not, just try this. Open up your account. It's nice to hear flights starting to go again. Okay. Open up your online banking and see if you can transfer money. If you can transfer money, your bank is not down. That's one thing that you can tell. But what you need to do is you need to take this warning seriously, that you should have had money socked away for a rainy day like this, guys, because what's going to happen is eventually we're going to wake up one day and it won't be for a few hours. It's going to be for a much longer period of time. That's what I believe right now. Now, you can go to your bank, you can cash a check, you can pay your gardener with a check instead of cash your debit card, or get your hair done with a check today. That's what they're recommending. They're saying that some companies, when the patch gets fixed, and CrowdStrike is actively working on this, it's all over Twitter. I won't bore you with all those posts. But if and when they get this done, some companies will take a week to get back online. 1 week. Isn't that wild? So, just outside the airport. Make sure your gas tank is full at times like this right now. Make sure that you have supplies in your house that you can eat for an extended period of time right now. This, don't believe that this is just some, random act of, oh my gosh, we updated our software and woke up and everything was down. No way, guys. No way. This airport normally has flights going out basically every 2 minutes, boom, 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 boom. Not the same, guys, right now. Delta was the first airline that got back online. But again, these poor people, 18,000 flights. Think of the tens of thousands of people that's going to, you know, ruin their day. So get yourself ready for this. TD Bank is down. All these other banks are down right now. Do yourself a favor and go online and check to see if you have the ability to transfer money right now. It's just that simple. if you do that and your bank is online, I've been notified by friends that Bank of America is up right now and it's working in most states, is what I've been told. So, you know, check it out, guys. These things that are happening in the news right now, this is something we have to all take seriously. Evan Gershkovitz, he's the Wall Street Journal reporter that was in Russia. He got convicted today and is getting 16 years in that sham trial. And you have to understand that, again, you know, espionage, okay? You know, where is diplomacy? Where is getting this guy out of that country? Where is negotiating with this? No, there's none of that, guys. We have none of that right now. So, outside of Maverick helicopters over here. But get ready, guys. Get ready for all this stuff. All these flights that are down, all the online banking, all the computers are not working. The Microsoft 365 is not working right now. Think about the hundreds of millions of people that use Microsoft 365. I've got it on all my computers right now. It's not working, guys. Get the update done soon. Don't worry. You know, and the people that do this, hey, don't put this on your computer. Buy it online. This makes you rethink things like this when this happens. So let me know what you think about this. And, you know, share your thoughts on all this stuff. It is anticipated today that Joe Biden is going to step down. And one thing I've told you guys for a year and a half now is that he will not be the candidate. And most likely it's going to be Governor Hairgel from California. But, you know, they're going to have a real problem because of the way that the Democratic money machine works. And the money can only go to Kamala. So it will be interesting to see if Joe Biden will endorse Kamala or not. So we're going to find out, guys. But use this time. Use this as a final warning. Because I don't believe that things like this just happen. And with all the IT problems and all the hackings and all the computer problems that we've had lately, we're supposed to believe that this just happened, okay, with a software update from Microsoft. Come on, guys. Come on. Do you think Billy Gates is you know, on the square right now with you and I? He hates us peasants. So let me know what you guys think about that so far. There's more to cover on this. Let's talk about our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. Today is a perfect example of how you need to be prepared for what could happen. I've had 3 phone calls on this already today from people making sure I'm okay. Is this it? Is everything going to be shut down? You know, you need to have a satellite phone. If you go to danssatphone.com, you can get the best deals from the Satellite Phone Store. They have free phones that you can get with a 24-month commitment, minutes that roll over. I have the Iridium 9555 phone, and I absolutely love it. I can call any phone on the planet. I have voicemail. I can text. It is absolutely fantastic. But check it out today, guys. Do yourself a favor. What is your peace of mind worth? What is the security of knowing that your family is going to be safe with you? Get yourself a satellite phone. Go to danssatphone.com. Check it out today. And get one today, guys. Contact them. They have all different types of GPS products. And you need to protect yourself and your family immediately. Now, this is unfolding rapidly. And you're seeing so many things being affected by this. You're seeing municipalities get shut down, water districts that are not operating right now. Connecticut has an IT problem, and they've been working on this since late last night, trying to make sure that the court systems are going to be open, and they're not. Governor Ned Lamont says that it's just going to be a matter of time until things are brought back up to speed, but this has affected, you know, millions of people right now at this point. So, once again, do yourself a favor. Make sure that you have food on hand for days on end so that you can live without this. Make sure you have water. Make sure you have supplies. Make sure you have security. And make sure you have a security plan with your family so that if something goes down, you have a way of communicating with people. And you can know that everybody's okay so you feel better. Okay? What a novel idea. Okay? Now, think about this. This is not something that, again, believe what you want to believe. I believe that this is much more serious of a warning for us than anything else. Make sure you have money. Make sure you have a way of conducting your business right now because a lot of people are still shut down. The airport is a ghost of what it is. You have certain airlines that are up and the majority of them are not. But standing here, you can sit there and say, wow, all I've heard is planes, Dan. No, it's nothing. I would never be able to film here on a normal day. Okay, so it's nice to hear planes that are taking off onesies, twosies like this. Like, subscribe, share this video. It's very important. Let me know what you think about this. Hello@iallegedly.com is the email address. And again, guys, take times like this to make sure you have a plan. Again, a final warning, because there's going to be a point in time, I believe, that the power will be shut off. I believe that there will be a time that you won't have internet access at all. You'll have limited ways of communicating with people. And that's why, again, get a satellite phone. Make sure you have things that are not tied to the grid. But more importantly, make sure you have a security plan for yourself and your family. It doesn't matter if you're by yourself, know what you're going to do and prepare yourself. Okay? Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you soon. Okay? Thanks for watching.